All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast, baby. Eddie Greer the Third, aka Fast Eddie, aka EG3, another edition of this podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm actually deciding, you know what, let's change things up a little bit for this mini milestone edition of this podcast here. Coming to you from a undisclosed, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm not going to tell you exactly where I'm at, but I am going to tell you I am in Kansas City, Missouri, but not exactly where I'm at. I'm usually in the studio, at home, usually, most of the time, but figure, you know what, might as well change the scenery a little bit for this special mini episode of this podcast. Of course, sports, running, whatever important comes across this desk in Kansas City, Missouri, recording on this Saturday afternoon in Kansas City, Missouri, May 16th, 2026, and finally getting around to this postcast of the trolley run that was taking place a couple weeks ago in downtown Kansas City. If you have not subscribed to this podcast, what have you been doing? Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Notice things have been a little quiet on the EG3 front, but we got something big coming up here in a couple weeks, and that is the Kansas City Metro Mile. We've been a part of that for the last 3 years and going for a fourth, and EG3 might have something up his sleeve this time around. We got still some time. We'll talk about that. We'll set it up, obviously, when it gets closer, because it's going to be here before y'all know it. So there you go with that. But not going to look ahead just yet with the fall just yet. So there's that. Still some processing to do there as well. It could be depending on how EG3 does at Rockhurst. We'll have to see what happens there. I know there's been talks about a potential marathon, been going back and forth, all other stuff like that. So I want to focus on this KC Metro Mile first. this race right here, and I know we ain't started nothing yet, but big kudos to the KC Running Company for putting this thing on. It's gonna be an all-timer. It got moved. When I jumped in this thing, it was in the second year, right? My brother talked to me about it. It's like, you're gonna like this event, and sure hell, we do like it, because I come from a track background. So all the running started on the track for me, personally. So there's just a little snippet there on that. But yeah, I'm really excited. Cause we might have something. Well, we always got some. We've been in the ball game, baby. But for a lot, it's really, well, last year we came. Well, 2 years ago we roared to a top five finish there, and then of course we were right there again. Last year made passes late. It seems to me like, I know I'm jumping the gun. I'm gonna get to the trolley run here in a second, because this was all about. But as you probably tell, Eddie's too pumped, jacked up for this race again. This got moved to Thursday to Saturday, but same thing still applies. Eddie has to go to work the next day, but it doesn't matter. But hey, man, I couldn't be more pumped up, excited, and we'll worry about summer/fall after this race is done. So there's that as well. I am so geeked up, so pumped for KC Metro Mile on June 6th. But turn the clock back a little bit, and I better go back real quick. Mini milestone. I know I've said that like five times already in the first couple minutes of the show. If my number's correct on this, it could be off, but I've been keeping track since then. This is the 500th episode in general, whether it's NASCAR series. This was a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years before reintroducing sports back into this thing, including running. So this is a 500th episode. So it's it's nothing to brag about, say there as well. So we're getting it in, baby. So huge. So I want to say this postcast for, I saw the number, like, oh, I'm going to push this back a little bit. So here we are talking running for y'all listeners. Eddie's finally talking about the running. So yeah, so there's that as well. But so much KC Metro Mile around the corner for this podcast, going down on Saturday night under the lights, unlike the NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Race. All-Star Race there. Yeah, I'm going to throw y'all under the bus for not having this race under lights. That's a mistake there. But if you have not, by now, when this podcast comes out Monday night, I recorded an episode yesterday on the Cup Series specifically, and there was a little Strava mention in there. So, and that's all I'm going to say to that. You got to go back and listen to the rest of the episode to find out what Eddie said about Strava on that. But the postcast, right? Finally. So, yes, EG3 can pump his chest, humble brag, 2-0 as far as Masters goes, right? Because I did this event a couple years ago and surprisingly won my age group. And this was when I was before 40. So right when I turned 40, I didn't expect that at all. So that was awesome right there. And so there's that going on. And then a couple weeks ago, turn around, and I was not, and let's say this, I was not in, let's just say, it 100% in this race. It's still gone out and ran as fast as I did. A 4 mile PR, something like that. Yep, ran better. I feel like I'm in a good, very good position. And that's why, you know, looking at this KC Metro Mile this year, yes, it's on a different night, but I feel that I haven't raced a half yet in 2026 or a marathon. So I feel even, and it's probably because Eddie has not been 100% exactly. So, which is unfortunate, but at the same time, maybe be a blessing in disguise. And yes, best disguise and really trying hard to again go left when everybody else is going right, try to rest up, take this thing seriously. I do when it comes to the big fall race that Eddie is close to 100% and can get look, I'm not even worried about the mileage right now. I got like the meeting with my coach this week saying I'm not worried about the mileage because obviously I've had what, 3-4 years of what, over 2000. Now that's probably going to be up in jeopardy this year for what it is, but depending on what Eddie decides to do, because it's not like I said, I don't want to worry about fall races yet. I just don't want to put myself in that spot. Just like earlier, everything was set and then everything kind of changed on a dime because something else happened. So I don't want to put myself in that spot right now. But yeah, Trolley wasn't really 100%, but didn't really feel 100% going in, but yet still went out there and just battled and came out there. I think we're P22 or finished 22nd overall, won Masters pretty much. And yeah, also got a issue with that too, because it's like, hey, we're the Masters event. So technically, yeah, because I was the first one in the Masters to win it. So yeah, we're gonna take that trophy and be 2-0 because I won my age group before going into the Masters division, and now in the Masters division currently still, and we'll be there for, Lord willing, quite some time. Oh, and took that win as well. But yeah, that start was really janky there. I thought I was in trouble there, but I don't know. As you can probably hear noise outside the place I'm at right now. So yeah, so there's that. But going in to, I'm moving places there. I told you I was on this location there. So, and I hope I didn't have to move, but force other moving objects are making me. So, but we'll be back over there in a moment. I'm moving over here. So, yeah. So, all right. So, continuing on. Yeah. 22nd, first male masters across the finish line. And if we're going to talk, KC Metro Mile, I beat the guy who won the Metro Mile Masters division when I first competed in the race. So that's huge there as well. That's a huge confidence booster. Well, not a confidence booster. I've already had confidence already. So I'm like, So there's that as well. But yeah, man, this is going to be huge. But before the trolley run, I got to get on a rant on this. So we hopped on the bus, right? So the trolley run, they've had this, well, obviously, for, I don't know how, for how long they've been doing that now, but, oh boy, let's see, seeing what's going on here. Yeah, of course I start talking and the moving object is still moving around to where I'm at. So yeah, that's just kind of my luck, right? So there's that. So that's kind of luck I've been having the last several months. So, giving y'all a little play-by-play what's going on. Yeah, I'm coming to you from an undisclosed location in North KC. This is the EG3 podcast. I know it doesn't take that long to do what you're doing. But yeah, so there's that. But yeah, back to the trolley run real quick. Or before the trolley run. So it reminds me the Bill Snyder half, which is actually taking care. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that this year. All eyes are on the KC Metro Mile. So I'm not doing that. So sorry to disappoint y'all. Manhattanese will not be in Manhattan next week. So there you go. Now, so my attention has gone to this. I want to do, I want to perform well in this race. So, I mean, so, but yeah, so. Okay, so where was going with this? So yeah, the Bill Snyder Half Marathon usually has buses, right? They go, they'll bus you out to the start line, which for those of you who have not done the Bill Snyder Half Marathon, I advise you to go out to Manhattan and do that race. Sign up, go out there and do it. Shout out to my guys, Manhattan Running Company. I'll be. Don't worry, guys. I'll be back in Manhattan soon enough. Don't worry. I just won't be there next weekend because yeah, the good thing I thought about that because. Actually a week from today because I'm putting all my eggs in a basket here and, cause I feel like I have an advantage already, not running a half, not racing a half or a marathon in 2026. So I feel like I'm, even with the things that have been going on, still faster. And if I'm close to 100%, I think we got some for them boys, for the rest of the Masters boys, come the 6th of June. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer here. Change things up here on this mini milestone edition of this podcast. Yeah, so, all right. So, back to what I was saying about the buses. So, the buses, and we'll stick with the Bill Snyder theme here for a few minutes. So, Bill Snyder half. For those of you who have not done it, right? We'll set the stage up, right? So, take the buses out. They will have the buses set up at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Shout out Pearl Project Podcast. Yes, sir. Purple Watch Podcast. All things sport. There it is. I was going to bring it in somehow to the equation. Like I always do. I always say it when I'm not supposed to say it. And here we are. Here are. Brought it into the podcast, baby. So Purple Watch Podcast. All things kids sports. If you're a K-State fan, make sure to go ahead and check it out. Everyday podcast. 6-7 times a day. Not 6-7 times a day, but you get what I'm saying. Mostly every day, except Thursdays as of late. But coverage of K-State Wildcats as spring sports are coming to a close. They're on that. We're going to be doing a lot of speculating coming up this summer in regards to football and men's basketball. So, and we also talk about women's sports as well around Kansas State. So you're a big-time K-State fan gearing up for the fall sports, which is a few months out. It's going to be here in a quick snap in the finger. Definitely make sure you subscribe to that podcast as well. We'll have plenty of coverage to talk about on that end. But again, back to the Bill Snyder thing for a few words. Bill Snyder, right? So Bill Snyder half, the 5K stays put. If you're doing the 5K next week, you're going to be staying put. But you're doing the half marathon. And if you're doing the half marathon, you're going to be going, you're going to be bust out. So. And I'm going to tie this in a minute. Hold on. I'm getting to that. I'm tying this all together here. So I've been doing squirrel moments in the last 5 minutes. But, okay, so Bill Snyder half in Manhattan, Kansas. Buses arrive at the stadium. You get bussed out all the way to the start line. And that ride takes about, I don't know, like 10 minutes or something. It's not that far out. There, you're basically starting at that. That's what I call it, the Bill Snyder Highway half. get it. You start right there, 177. You're going right out. It's one of my favorite halves, and disappointing. I'm not going to, well, kind of disappointed not doing it, but at the same time, I better not do it. I told myself I'm not going to do it. Because it's kind of close to the gate, and I don't want to screw anything up now. Obviously, yeah, you're talking, Eddie, it's just a mile, but yeah, you know, what if you get injured? What if you get hurt? Something like that, right? So, but yeah, so we'll miss out on it this time around. We could come back. We might come back next year. We'll see. We'll see how everything goes. Again, we gotta get through Casey Metro Mile and then whatever Eddie decides to do for his fall A race coming up in 2026. So there's that. But they'll bus you out there. You'll start out there. Basically, it's basically point to point. Which I love point to point races. You're starting out there near I-70, case 177, and you're bringing it right back in to the campus. So there's that. But so you have not signed up for the. So this is. Probably this is what I want to call this before we go to break. I guess we could call this a promotion, something like that. If you have not done the Bill Steiner Half Marathon, it's a really good one. It's seriously, go check it out. Go sign up. If you want to do the 5K, they have the 5K option as well. Going out there and enjoy. It's good. It's really good. I've been and it's cannot come off this episode saying that the Bill Steiner Half Marathon was my first one was the first half marathon ever. Yes, sir. It's always going to go down that way. So that was my first ever half. I was almost left the important part of the show out. That was my first half marathon ever. The Bill Steiner Half. Sub 2 way under that. So I didn't give myself credit for that. It's like, I don't know how I'm going to do here. I still to this day remember everything about that race. I mean, it was overcast, I wasn't nervous at all. I was excited and uncertain. It's like, how I'm going to do this and end up to where I am currently right now on this half marathon journey. It's pretty unbelievable, honestly. I feel like I'm saying this for every category, whether that's the mile, half marathon, 5K, not necessarily 10K, half marathon, that we've been on the doorstep too long. It's getting irritating. Too long. This is why I was like, all right, we're gonna handle business. If we're gonna get a PR, we're gonna have to go out there and handle business. You cannot screw around. Cannot screw around. It's just like you have one job, Eddie. One job coming in a couple weeks. Go out there, handle business. That's what it comes down to. Can't screw around anything like that. You know, I'm gonna keep telling myself that. It's like, okay, we can run. You know, you can run with all these guys. Now it's time. That goes back to what the motivation part. It's like, all right, yesterday it was totally different. Oh, and I'm gonna say this real quick. We're going to take a time out, and we're going to finish up my other point here on this special edition of this podcast, which has turned to a mixture of things, a postcast of the trolley run. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that. We'll say that story on the backside, because this is all going to tie together. This bus story is all going to tie what I'm saying. We can't mess around. You got to go out there. Just go out there and do it. It's time. And I don't think, like I said in the Iowa postcast, when I went up there and basically negative split that mile, really, and walked around like I didn't race or anything. Like, I have not raced my best mile. And I feel like now, you know, road miles are behind us now. I feel like I'm back home, back on the track, back at home. I'll probably say this again. As it gets closer, as we will preview Casey Metro Mile some more on a solo episode coming up. But I feel like now, all right, you shouldn't be nervous at all. You face these guys. You know what these guys are about. And I don't think Casey has seen Fast Eddie yet. And I'm sitting on stage and that confidently saying, I haven't run my best mile yet. Woo! And I said, I got track background. And I said, I told everybody, on this podcast, guy, I have a track background. Feel like we're back home and been running the track a little bit more. Just coming off of track workout today. getting ready for this race. So, all eyes on this race now. But hey, man, it's all. I feel like we've been on the doorstep for too long, and so there's that. But anyway, we're gonna step aside real quick. We're gonna get to why Eddie's talked about the buses in just a moment. We're coming off of the trolley Masters W a few weeks ago down downtown near the plaza where this race finished up at, and we'll get to that bus story. Why we need to have drivers know what they're supposed to be doing when we come back to the EG3 podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to the EG3 podcast. Coming to you from an undisclosed location in, well, I said North Kansas City earlier, where we're just outside of that, but we are north of the KC River. Ty's decided to change things up a little bit. No, I'm not at the EG3 confines right now. Decided, you know, let's change things a little bit up, a little bit here. So I'm on the road. Well, yeah, we're on the road in a undisclosed location recording this mini milestone of the EG3 show, which was, we started out as the EG3 show, the 3Y podcast, EG3, and now it's back to basically the same thing, EG3 podcast, sports, running, whatever point comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri, coming to you on this fine Saturday afternoon. Coming off a track, another track workout, getting ready for the KC Metro Mile in 3 weeks. I just double checked. Literally 3 weeks out, and you get the Bill Snyder halfway marathon. Oh my goodness, Bill Snyder highway half. I put too many H's in that sentence for next week, and I just told y'all not gonna do it. Manhattan East, you know you'll be seeing me again, but you're not gonna be seeing me race next week. Sorry. but for anybody else who's interested in going out to Manhattan, make a nice road trip out to Manhattan, go ahead. And sign, because this is going to come out Monday, so you're going to have, 5 days to sign up? Yep, go ahead and sign up. I know my friend's going to be doing that. I know one's sitting out because he got done with some surgery, so he ain't participating in it, but he's going to be volunteering in it, so there's that. Oh, man, but hey, who knows? Maybe EG3 might make an appearance out there, but he's not running. He ain't running. But he's not racing because Eddie needs to focus on the KC Metro Mile in 3 weeks. That's crazy to say. I'm so excited for it. But, yeah, we're coming off the trolley run, which was Eddie's last race where he won Masters, took the Masters there with a fast time. And, yeah, so there is that. But we left off the first half of the show talking about the bus story. So already set up the picture with the whole buses getting bussed out for the Bill Snyder half marathon. I keep adding H's to it. the Bill Snyder race up to I-70 K-177. All right, so let's get to the other half of it. All right, so fast for all the way forward to a couple weeks ago, getting bussed out to Warnell in 75th. Oh my goodness. Oh, this got wild. Didn't need to be. This got too wild. So, all right, I'm one of the first buses. I hop on the bus. I was definitely one of the first buses headed out there because there's nobody up there, right? This got hairy real quick. And yeah, this driver's gonna get called out because you gotta know what you're doing. And it seemed like we were going in circles for like 5 minutes. Even I know the area better than that. Come on now. I don't understand. If you're gonna be driving thousands of runners, look, and this race is a good turnout, right? It's a good cause and all of that. If you're going to drive thousands of runners or walkers, let's not leave them out. Walkers, runners, competitive runners, not so competitive runners, you get what I'm saying, then you need to know how to get around a damn city. And the fact that's just no excuse. That's like me not knowing where the hell I-70 is in Kansas City. Easy. That's probably the easiest drive. Now, obviously, I mean, I drive around the city for my job. No, not in that part of town anyways, but on clearly on the other side of the state line where Kansas and Missouri join together. I'm right over in that area. Maybe cut a little bit out there a little bit, which is probably good for me because I can't handle that part of the style, but that got wild because we're like looking at ourselves like, what is she doing? And I'm sorry, but you have to know, it's like, again, if you're going to take thousands of runners, you have to know 75th Warnell, it's right, Waldo. You should know where that is because, oh my goodness. And to not know the street name, that's just baffling to me. And you're a bus driver. I'm just telling what it is because I'm sitting there like, what in the world is going on? I'm on this bus too long. We should be already up there. And we're in the first part of that ride, we're going in circles. I'm like, what is this? And then the lady up there, all right, and then one of the ladies who was participating, Probably was a walker, went up there and helped out the bus driver out there. It's like, all right, and then still wouldn't listen. And then after we finally got to wasn't our destination, but we were telling her just let us off the damn bus. Didn't listen to us, and then kept stopping and starting in the middle, one of the main lane, in one of the main roads. I want to say it was 75th. Yeah, 75th step coming on. Luckily for us and for that driver that it was early in the morning, nobody was out. But oh man, it got was wild. I mean, kept stopping and starting there, and then kept not listening, and not listening to us either for that matter. It's like, just let us off the damn bus or we're gonna get in trouble or an accident, because that could have been a lot worse than that, especially if you would have drove a little later on with that traffic. Ooh, and knowing how Kansas City drivers are, well, I know that. Yep, Kansas City drivers are. We could get in a whole discussion about that, but that's another podcast, whole another episode of this podcast. But I have to deal with that every day, and that's irritating. Woo, ooh, you can probably tell Eddie's a little bit wound up. But you have to know what you're doing. If you're gonna. I know it's just a race. I get it. I understand that. But again, it's out of your hands when you don't know the driver, and who knows what he or she could be doing, thinking about. So I don't know. But that got wild. That got wild. They needed to be just go do. It was heard on the radio. Go to. I think we're supposed to get dropped off at 77th. I think. Or somebody said Washington or something. I heard Washington. I know where that is. See, even the last 3 years and change living up here in Kansas City, I know where that's at in that particular part of that area because I work in that area. Oh man, that's crazy. All this damn construction. But anyways. That was wild. I wanted that tie that together with the whole Bill Snyder experience because I've seen people out in Manhattan, Kansas who the half marathons get drove out there. They'll have somebody else drive out there for them and drop them off, which, hey, I don't see a problem with that. That's even more secure because that person knows where he's going. But for the other drivers, that person might not know where he's going, and that's a problem. That's like, again, like, I have a different stance with lead bikers or more. We talked about a few weeks ago on the show about what happened in Georgia, right, with Jess McClain, Emma Grace Hurley, and that other runner. I can't think of her name right now. And I can't let off the course and all that. That these lead guys or gals need to know the course. I don't give a damn. Because that's a whole big stage. And that's the day. Damn, that ain't no damn local race. That's a whole big stage where everything got screwed up. Everything got screwed up there. And now look at what Jess McClain is doing. Outstanding. And of course, Emma Grace Hurley. Has been ever since that point, that moment happened. She's been rolling. Emma and Jess both. They've been rolling ever since that point. So we talk about the pivot. That's probably shout out to the pivot. Yep, y'all know who I'm talking about. Ever since that terrible big time moment and that big time stage happened, they've been rolling. So winning, rolling, fast times, doing what it's supposed to be doing. Just awesome stuff from those two individual ladies. And I'm sorry, I can't remember the other person's name at the moment. I'm sorry about that. But I'm sure she's doing some good things too. The EG3 podcast, 500th edition. Eddie Gritter III here for a few more minutes on the show. yeah, man. So if you're gonna bust us up, you have to know where you're going. That's just the bottom line. I don't care. It's just the bottom line. You're putting lives at risk. And I expect to talk about this, but it's seriously. It just can't happen. It cannot happen. You have to know what you're doing. Same thing with if you're going to lead runners, you gotta know what you're doing. I mean, people can say all this about yeah, but coming from a competitive runner standpoint, where this guy is near the front or at the front majority of the time, you have to know the route. I don't give a shit what you're doing. It's just what it is. So, yeah. A went on a little bit around that one, but yeah. So, had to put it out there because that was the story. I told myself, oh, this is gonna be a story for the podcast. So. Yeah, so there's that. But we made it. Luckily, we made it with any other issues, and we were able to get on with our respective races there as well. And as for the trolley run goes, yeah, we start there. Warnell 75th near Waldo or at Waldo or just outside of Waldo, and then work your way down all the way to the plaza right there. Like I said, the first half of the show, the start was janky. Ooh, I did not feel that good. Luckily, everything kind of wonked itself out and able to really run down some people after the fact there as well. So, but I feel like not running. We'll see if it pays off in a couple of weeks there as well. All this resting, cutting back miles and all that, kind of trying to heal and all that other stuff like that. We'll see if it all pays off in 3 weeks. I told my coach exactly in these words, get me to the damn start line. I don't give a damn how you square it up. I can take a full week off after the fact, so I can deal with that later. I'll deal with it. I've dealt with it this long and still be able to run fast. Just imagine me healthy. We really lay some down, so for sure. But yeah, I want to get to this race. This race means crazy enough more than the first half. which again, it's definitely up there for sure, no question. It's actually probably up here with the first track appearance in since high school. This whole KC Metro Mile deal, which is again, we're gonna get all into all of that. As we just count down to the event, it's like a track meet again. But this track meet is full of mile races. You're not getting your usual 800, 400 mile, 2 mile steeplechase. It's not that. It's just all mile races. So for those of you wondering about that, there as well. So yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to it there, and hopefully, Lord willing, we're gonna get a start with the goal, get a start line, and. I told my coach exactly, I'll take care of the rest because adrenaline's gonna come, and I feel like I'm in a good spot, honestly. And the way that I ran those road mile races, well under five. I mean, it might not seem much now, but I feel like again, if I ran that second half of that Iowa race, like I did it for a tire race, somebody's gonna be in trouble. That's all I'm going to say about that. The EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're free and available weekly or twice a week. Wherever you listen to your podcast again, the next race, for EG3 Podcast for what hopes to be the fourth year. Is it four already? It is. Yeah. Fourth year in a row doing. I've already signed up. I finally signed up early this week. So that's all I'm thinking about right now. I'm not thinking about Hospital Hill or anything. Well, Hospital Hill is going to be in the books. Hospital Hill should be in the books by the time this podcast comes out, but we're not thinking about challenges or summer races or anything else right now until this is in the books. But yes, if you're getting ready for a summer race or looking for your next challenge, definitely make sure you do it right, train well, stay safe out there. Summer pretty much around the corner. Definitely stay hydrated out there, folks. And of course, make sure you subscribe to the EG3 Podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. If you know the host, hey, might as well subscribe to this podcast. tell a friend about this sports/running podcast. Well, number five, episode 500 in the books. We have crossed the finish line again on the EG3 Podcast. Appreciate y'all, everybody. Eddie Gritter III here, coming to you from a undisclosed location here in Kansas City, Missouri. Figure, you know what? For this mini milestone, let's just record somewhere else and enjoy nature while we're at it. Here on this Saturday here, this will come out on Monday night. And then, of course, we already got the Dover episode, preview episode already up there now on the EG3 feed. If you type in the 3-wide pod with EG3, you should be able to find it because we're pretty much everywhere on most of the podcasting platforms. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you again, guys and gals, for listening to another postcast edition, winning edition of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all real soon on the next episode of this podcast. We'll see you.